Now, a little more than 3 months ago, the Milwaukee Brewers had signed slugger Christian Yelich to a new long-term contract. Spring training had begun. The start of the regular season was less than a month away. And the Milwaukee Bucks were in the driver's seat for their first NBA championship in nearly 50 years. It's a great time to be a sports fan in Wisconsin. Then COVID-19 put everything on hold. Fast forward to June, it looked like there was hope for a baseball season. Well, then maybe not. And for basketball, there's a plan in place, but some question marks are still out there. Tom Goldman is NPR sports correspondent. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. How you doing?
Well, good. Now, this baseball story just today, it's been bouncing around like a knuckleball coming at you. What is the latest there?
Yeah, that's a good one, and very hard to hit like a knuckleball.
Yeah.
We had a flurry of tweets today by baseball insiders. Just when we thought, you know, things were completely bleak and dead, we had a flurry of tweets saying that the two sides, the players and owners, were closing in on an agreement. And then the details started to leak out a little bit about what the agreement might be. And then Major League Baseball, the players' union, came out saying very succinctly, reports of an agreement are false. And that deflated everyone's balloon. But then Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred put an end to everything and gave us all a little hope. He said that he, in fact, did have a meeting with union head Tony Clark in Phoenix over the last couple of days, and they left, and I'm going to quote from his statement. He said, "We left that meeting with a jointly developed framework that we agreed could form the basis of an agreement and subject to conversations with our respective constituents." I won't read any further because it puts you to sleep, but basically there's hope when just two nights ago it all seemed lost.
What have players in the league been bickering over here?
Money.
What?
Which is money. Can you believe that? And obviously a really bad look, you know, with all that's going on in the world, with the pandemic, with social unrest, with huge unemployment, and players and even the baseball commissioner acknowledged that this was just a disastrous thing to do. But they've been going back and forth over money because they all agree they have to play a shortened season. The question then becomes, how much do we pay players in that shortened season? The players have wanted more games. That means more money. Owners have wanted fewer games. And so that's where we're at. The details that have leaked out from today say that the latest owner's proposal is for 60 games starting mid-July, around July 19th or 20th. And then we'll see if the players fire off a counterproposal.
Do we know anything about fans versus empty stands?
We know that it will begin without fans in the stands. All those Brewers fans will have to be watching on TV. But the hope is that people will tune in because they love baseball enough. And what they really want to do is get to the postseason because that's where big TV money comes in. At the beginning at least, no fans in the stands, just like they've been doing in Korea. If you've watched any of the Korean baseball organization games on ESPN, it's a very strange look, but you know what? People will take their baseball however they can get it.
Now let's turn to basketball. Plans are much further along there, it sounds like.
Yeah, they are. They are. Right now, the latest news is that reporters have gotten a hold of the 100-plus page health and safety protocol plan for when 22 teams show up next month in July in Orlando at the Disney World Resort and play in a kind of a bubble. They'll play their 8 regular season games. They'll pick up where they left off after when the season paused in March. They'll play 8 regular season games and then go into a playoff system that will be similar to what they always play. And the plan is to the last possible day for an NBA Finals game, when the Bucks are crowned, would be right around October 12th or 13th.
You're putting a lock on that one. Whatever, however they arrange this, the Bucks are going to take it.
Well, unless they lose to the Portland Trailblazers. Uh-oh. I am based in Portland, so a little biased. But it's a much tougher ask to get Portland into the playoffs than where Milwaukee sits right now, that's for sure.
And Tom, in our last minute, with any leagues, men's, women's, big sports, smaller, are there faster efforts to get fans back in stadiums or courses or fields or whatever?
You know, good question. Rob, right at this point, everyone is operating under the assumption from golf to NASCAR to women's pro soccer to hockey to basketball and perhaps to baseball. Everyone's operating under the assumption that fans will not be in the stands. At this point, it's too risky. We're seeing upticks already, as you, I'm sure you know, in a number of states, and several of them host Major League Baseball. So, you know, the people haggling over money are also keeping a very close watch on that, because after all the money squabbles, that ultimately could derail a season too if coronavirus proves too untenable.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, it's been a pleasure.
Tom Goldman is NPR's sports correspondent. We talked to him about Major League Baseball's ongoing labor dispute and the NBA's plans to resume play in Disney World next month.